podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Frank, just talk to me, press conference done. There's a lot of talk about the body, targeting the body of Usyk. Is that something that you've seen, that you've seen it with Daniel Dubois, but is that something that you feel like Tyson has changed his game plan for?
I've seen him in a few fights where he's getting hurt to the body, and it's just one of the things. And he's a very, very good fighter, Usyk. He's done everything that's been asked of him as amateur. He's the Olympic champion. He's probably the best cruiserweight of his generation, and he's been a heavyweight now for 4 years. But that for him is something he doesn't like. He doesn't like it to the body. But there's other things there. And Tyson, you know, on his day, using his boxing brain, I'm sure will has the key to that padlock to exploit all the weaknesses that we feel are there.
Is there any bad feelings between you and Tim Usyk? There was a lot of back and forth when the cut happened, but right now, what's the feelings like between both camps?
It's just stupid, all the things that are being said. He had a cut, you know. It was just silly stuff that's been said that I don't think does boxing any favours. It makes it look like, you know, where everybody's telling lies about things when it was quite simple. He got cut in sparring and he had to have his eyes sewn up.
Frank, obviously there is a rematch clause in this fight, but quite a few people have discussed the idea of potential step-aside money for Usyk if Tyson wins and getting that fight with Tyson and Anthony Joshua that everyone wants to see. Could that be a realistic possibility? And there's talk of a Wembley card in September as well, be perfect for it.
That's up to, if Usyk loses, that's going to be up to him, because he has the right to call for a rematch.
Frank, His Excellency on the phone after come across, kind of showed his personality more than ever before, I thought. Do you enjoy seeing that? Because obviously you see him behind closed doors and we got a glimpse of that today.
He's a good, fun guy and he's got a good personality. And he loves his boxing, which for me is great, because that's what I love as well. And you know, he's the catalyst for making lots and lots of things happen in Riyadh, and we'll be expanding on that this year as well.
Do you agree with what he said, the biggest fight of all time?
It's the biggest fight of this century. It's the biggest fight of all time. Financially, it's the biggest fight of all time, and as far as this century is concerned, it's the first time the heavyweight division, the four belts, have ever been online. And for that to happen makes it the biggest fight this century. It's a huge fight, huge fight.
Frank, what would you rather happen next? Would you rather the Usyk rematch or would you rather the AJ fight at Wembley?
I'd rather he gets the fight out of the way on the 18th first and we see where we go from there.
You're giving me nothing here, Frank.
Sorry?
You're giving me nothing.
I've just told you, just get that fight out of the way. I mean, got lots to sort out. It's been hard enough getting this one on. So let's get this one out of the way and that's what matters. People want to see this fight. This is the fight. This is the two undefeated fighters. You know, as much as the Joshua fight's there, at the end of the day, this is the fellow that beat Joshua, not once, twice. So that's on paper, it's a much bigger fight.
How different of a Tyson Fury do you think we will see in comparison to the Ngannou fight? Obviously, he's going to have a massive fire lit under him to prove any doubters wrong.
Well, you know, you can't turn back the clock. What happened in the Ngannou fight happened. He had an off night, but he's such a good fighter, he can have an off night and still win a fight. And that's not many fighters can do that. It's gone, it's dusted and done. Maybe Usyk might feel he's seen something there that can give him something to work on in the ring against Tyson. We'll see. But that's yesterday. It's what counts now is on the 18th.
John Fury said that he believed that Usyk could hurt Tyson at some point in the fight and believe there would be a late stoppage. Do you agree that Usyk has the capabilities to hurt Tyson?
Yeah, he's a big man. He's a heavyweight. He's punches. He's a good puncher. Of course he can hurt you. Any heavyweight, you get caught with a big shot, these guys, you know, catch you in the right way, catch you on the chin or on top of the head, whatever, it can hurt you. And it can do that. That's the danger. And Tyson, I'm sure, is more aware of that than anyone. And the other side of the coin is if Tyson catches him right, here go.
Frank, any news on the 5v5? Are we going to get a lineup soon?
There's a lot of news, just a bit of an exclusive here for everybody. There's a press conference next week.
Frank, His Excellency also said on the phone that he wants Tyson to fight kind of up to 10 more times. That must be music to your ears. But, oh, go on.
It's great. I mean, you know, that's how much His Excellency feels that Tyson's, you know, brings to boxing and certainly to the Riyadh season. And if Tyson is fit and well and can fight 10 times, and you heard him himself, he will do it. And whatever he wants to do, I'm all for that. He's not got miles on the clock. It's not like he's been having sort of four or five fights a year. He's not. He's had a little bit of inactivity. I think, you know, the Ngannou fight will be, what, his first fight in, what, nearly 2 years? 18 months, 2 years? That's a long time.
This might sound like a crazy question, Frank, but do you think Tyson could ever fight in the UK again with how much Saudi's influence in boxing at the moment?
You never know. You never know. It's not a crazy question. Who'd ever thought he was going to be in Saudi, you know, this time last year? Anything can happen.
There's been talk of a UK version of the 5 versus 5 card. His Excellency has said they'd be interested in that. Could that be something that you're interested in as well?
We will see what happens. With one thing at a time. There will be a show this year in the UK. There will be a big show. What the format is, yeah, is to be decided.
Frank, what do you make of Conor Fletcher's latest comments about yourself and His Excellency Turkey?
Well, I just think it's moronic. I think it's disrespectful to people and their cultures. But that's no more than you expect from a planker would like him.
Frank, if you could steal one Matchroom and one Boxer Fighter, who would you steal?
Who would I steal? One Matchroom fighter, one Boxer fighter. That's a hard one.
Ben Whitaker?
That's a hard one. But then I'd have to be replacing somebody that we got to do that. Mm. So I'm cool where I'm at.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not going to steal Joshua, no?
No, because Tyson Fury's with us.
Exactly.
And so, he, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, we are working on shows together now, so we are working with
Frank, what do you make of the sort of beef between Eddie and Ben Shalom? It's sort of nice to just sit back. Eddie and Ben Shalom. Is it sort of nice to just sit back and watch them go?
I'm pleased I'm not involved. It's nice to be on the outside looking in and watching these guys saying what they've got to say.
Have you heard
what's this over? This is over.
So the Matchroom are saying that Boxer don't want to fight any other fighters. They've withdrew from a few purse bids. Obviously, Isaac Chamberlain's just pulled out of purse bids to fight Jeff Carr.
Oh, he pulled out that morning. Oh, yeah. Oh, well. What can I say? I mean, you know, it is what it is. Let him work it out.
Have you had any difficulties with Boxer in that sense and getting fights made?
No, I've got to be. The only thing I can say is that we, making the fight with AJ, we did agreed terms. Sorry, not AJ, with Anthony Yard, we did agreed terms for the fight with Joshua Buatsi.
Frank, can I ask you, what happens in the 5v5 if someone gets an injury? Are there fights in, or fighters in the background ready to take a spot, or do other fights get made?
We will see what happens. We'll see what happens, because that depends what weight, if God forbid that happens, it depends what weight it is.
I spoke to Usyk and relayed an apology that was given from Joshua to Klitschko, via Klitschko to Usyk, for taking the microphone after the second fight. Was that something you felt that maybe needed an apology in that moment?
No, I think he got caught up in the moment, and I think, you know, maybe at the time the people who were working with him in the corner should have took the mic off him, or, you know, helped him. But who cares anymore? Who remembers stuff like that? It's gone, isn't it? It's done and dusted. You're asking me just now, when's he fighting Tyson? That's how much anybody cares about that. It's gone.
You made comments about Usyk potentially being a crybaby to body shots, and for that, I think you've said beforehand, but can you just clarify the judging situation? Are you looking to put in specific judges?
The rules meeting is going to be, there's going to be lots to be said at the rules meeting, and all we want is a very, very strong referee who applies the rules correctly, and before the fight gives his instructions with a lot of clarity as to what the areas are for shots, and also he's not going to be being overwhelmed by the occasion of such a fight of this magnitude, and judges who are competent.
Do you put forward a recommendation for referees? Do you decide to put that forward?
No. It's up for them to put forward a list of names, and it's up to them, to the both teams then to look at them and hopefully mutually agree on who the officials are going to be.
Frank, do you have any plans to work with Francis Ngannou again? And if you could pick the next fight for him in boxing, who would it be and why?
I haven't thought about it, to be quite honest, and I don't know what he wants to do, but we've got a lot of heavyweights on our roster, so let's see what happens.
Him versus Zhang or Wilder, it'd be a great fan-friendly fight, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure it would be. I'm sure it would be.
Frank, just one prediction for a fight that's happening April 20th in the US, Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia. Devin Haney was out in Riyadh a couple of fights ago, but just talk to me about that one. How does that fight play out?
I think it's a tough fight. Is he, how is he now, Ryan?
It's the fight seems to be going ahead.
Yeah, I know that, but how is he? That's not... You know, as provided he's mentally okay and, you know, for the fight and whatever, it's a tough fight. I mean, it depends what Ryan Garcia shows up at the moment.
Should the fight go ahead, Frank?
I'll lean to Garcia.
It's a new age bit of promotion because if he's not well, then the fight maybe shouldn't go ahead. But if he is well, then he's kind of off of the back of mental health problems promoting the fight, which is, leaves us in a bit of a weird situation, doesn't it, Frank?
It is, but, you know, obviously... Look, first of all, it's not going to be even up to him whether he's fight. I mean, there's you know, the commission concerned with the fight will obviously want to make sure that he is. And now I don't think nobody's going to let him in the ring unless he's right, if they care about him, that is.
Canelo versus Munguia, thoughts on that fight?
Is it done now?
Yeah.
Mostly done now. I don't know. I mean, I think I've got a fancy Canelo, but I think Canelo is there to be. He's not going to be there much longer. Sports Social Podcast Network.